"It's a bit grey," I said, looking over the rows of small houses and down towards the trees beyond. "It's completely grey," said Robert. Under a grim sky, the small village was entirely colourless. "The local story," Robert continued, "is that around the breeding season, the flamingos soak up all the colour. That's why they're born with such spectacular plumage." We had come to the peninsula so that Robert could photograph the flamingos rumoured to live in the area. The flamingos were thought to have died out many years ago, but a few apparent sightings in recent years had sent Robert into pursuit. It seemed a good idea one afternoon in a London pub. "Personally, I've always found flamingos faintly ridiculous. Something that top-heavy, balancing precariously on one skinny leg, can't hope to be taken seriously. Reminds me of sticks topped with that fluffy pink candy floss you can buy at fairs." Robert looked at me archly when I mentioned this.